How will the cold temperatures for the past couple of nights and chillier today affect the corn, both the just planted corn and the emerged corn? Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. The concern with the newly planted corn is related to soil temperature. This is for corn that has not yet germinated or is just starting that germination process. Soil temperatures below 50 degrees on corn that is germinating can cause damage. Let me say that again. Soil temperatures below 50 degrees can cause damage. This damage is called imbibable chilling injury. Now, a corn seed, as it starts that germination process, it starts by imbibing or taking in water during that first 24 to 48 hours after planting. As this seed is taking in water, the structures of the cells of the seed are damaged. Now, when the temperature is warm, those damages are just quickly repaired and the seed continues to germinate normally. When the temperature is chillier, the repairing of this damage doesn't happen as quickly or on a pretty limited basis. If these damages are not repaired, the cells of the seed are leaky. This can result in cell death, failure of a seed to germinate, or growth of the roots and the shoots may slow down or stop completely. So what about corn that has started that emergence process? Chilling injury can also occur following germination as those seedlings are entering the emergence process. Chilling injury to seedlings can result in reduced plant metabolism and vigor, potentially causing stunting or death of the seminal roots. It can cause deformed elongation or corkscrewing of the mesocotyl. Now, the mesocotyl is that shoot between the corn seed and where the crown is set, and this will be in a corkscrew shape. It can also cause leaf burn or delayed or complete failure of emergence, and often you'll see some of these seedlings leafing out underground. As we've discussed with cold temperatures, there can be several factors that affect how chilly those soil temperatures get. They include the amount of residue cover on the soil. More residue will help buffer that cold air from decreasing those soil temperatures as much. Moisture in the soil, wetter soils will cool slower than dry soils. Now this may play a role on irrigated ground that has recently been watered to help that germination process get going. And something else that will affect the soil temperatures is how long those cool temperatures last. A single day of cool temperatures is less likely than multiple consecutive days of cold soils. To monitor the soil temperatures in your area, check out the K-State MesoNet website. And that is linked on my K-State Sunflower District Agronomy website, or you can find it by typing in mesonet.k-state.edu. If you have any questions about chilling injury on corn, please give me a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, St. Francis, and Sharon Springs, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.